You don't get people to a conference by announcing the attributes of God. People are not interested in serious study about the attributes of God. And yet, it's our most important item in our lifetime here is to know God by studying his attributes. And I thought this morning that we would study the fact that God is faithful, which is one of his attributes. And you have before you 1 Corinthians 1:9, which is a direct statement that we need to look at. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, to approach this truth, let's begin with defining faithfulness. We all have ideas about that, and we probably are mostly accurate in our thoughts about that. The basic word accompanying faithfulness is trust. Trustworthy. A person who is faithful is worthy of trust. What an important thing that is in life. A character which can be relied upon. A person who is steady, consistent, unchanging, dependable, in control. How important that is in this life, and to know that that is our God. There was a man who was interviewing for a job, and the leadership saw in him a great talent, very gifted, very capable. And yet, as they looked at his record, there was something there that gave them pause. They asked one another, can we count on him? Is he dependable? Is he faithful? So with those thoughts about faithfulness, let's consider the fact that God is faithful. Now, how does God express his faithfulness? How is it revealed? How does he do that? First of all, and most importantly, he expresses his faithfulness by being faithful to himself. God is faithful to himself. And we think immediately of his word. God is faithful to his word. The Bible is God's word, the expression of himself. And the question for us is, will God keep his word? Can God keep his word? And so we look at all the promises in the scripture about salvation, to which we have given testimony this morning. Will God keep his word about saving us eternally? Well, we have confidence that he will, because he is faithful to keep his word. He is faithful to keep his word about judgment, the eternal destiny of those who do not believe. God is faithful to his word. He said, "It will never return to me empty, but it will accomplish the purpose for which I sent it." Now, as a part of God being faithful to himself, not only to his word, but to his own being or his own character, to his own holiness, his own perfection, his justice. God is faithful to his grace, and he will not compromise one iota with any human being or any other power. He is faithful to himself. Now, what a great, great comfort that is to us as moms. He is unchanging and faithful. And if God is not faithful, there's no reason to be here. There is no reason to have an interest in spiritual matters. There is no reason to study his word. There is no reason to pray to him. There's nothing left in life if God is not faithful. But God declares this in his own word. God is faithful. First of all, to himself. Secondly, to his family. To his elect. He decreed to save his elect in eternity past. Will he do it? Absolutely. Is he doing it? Yes, right this moment. He is faithful to his own election. He carries it out in history. God is a faithful Father. How important that is for us this morning, to know God as our faithful Father. And when we address him and we say, "Our Father in heaven," what a marvelous privilege that is. And the Bible uses this Aramaic term called Abba. Abba, Father. And we translate that into saying, "Dear Heavenly Father." What a relationship. What a comfort it is that with all that goes wrong in life and all the people who disappoint us and the disappointment we are to ourselves, here we call our God our Father. He's faithful to himself, to his family. Thirdly, he is faithful to his predestinated purposes. We read that all through the scripture in Ephesians 1. God says, I will carry out my predestinated purposes. And God laid out history before he ever created, and it's moving according to his decrees. And there is no failure. God will not fail to perform all that he has told us here with regard to our present history and the future. And that God will culminate this, bring it to a climax, close this kind of life out, and we enter into eternity with him forever. God fulfilled his promise to Adam, to Noah, to David, and to us. And if that is not true, then life is up to chance. A roll of the dice, the deck of cards, the astrologists, the fortune tellers. No, it isn't like that. It's the settled decrees of the Lord our God, who is faithful to fulfill all his predestinated purposes in history and in us. Our lives are dictated by him. And some people say, well, doesn't that make us just a puppet? Well, I'd be very thankful to be a puppet of God and let him pull the strings and take my life where he wants it. So God is faithful to himself, to his family, to his predestinated purposes, and to his creation. We have said to each other this morning, what a glorious day. What a beautiful spring day. God created the day. And we sing another verse in Great is Thy Faithfulness. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above join with all nature in manifold witness. Why is that? Well, you know, it's based on a covenant with Noah that God said to Noah after the flood that he's going to do this, that he's going to bring summer and winter, springtime and harvest, and day and night will follow. And God is being faithful to that. He controls what people call Mother Nature. And Skip is very aware of people who speak of the beauty of creation as Mother Nature. And he's very capable of correcting them. And when we're through with the service, Skip will tell you exactly how he does that. Now, do you know also this morning that there is the control of the universes and of all of creation? And it is expressly stated in Colossians 1 about Christ that he sustains the universe, that his hand is upon it, and keeping it from absolute catastrophe, from being chaotic, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and controlling everything, the orbits. And this morning we are on a sphere traveling through space, 73,000 miles an hour. We're pretty comfortable here. Why is that? Why is there the control of atomic energy and a hydrogen bomb energy that could blow up things? It's because God is faithful to his own creation in maintaining it. God is faithful to himself, to his family, to his predestinated purposes, to his creation, and to his own sovereignty. God must be God. God must rule. God must reign and be in control. He cannot allow rebellion. Now, it seems like he does, but they won't get away with it forever. There will come a day in which he will judge the world by Christ. That's the standard. God cannot allow human will to rule over him in any matter, but particularly in salvation. Do you think the Bible says that God Almighty leaves the eternal destiny to the whim and fancy of a puny human being? Absolutely not. It is God who controls, and He cannot leave the outcome of anything to the human will. He rules, and He must rule, or someone else rules. This morning we have a faithful God who's taking care of us, or we are in jeopardy to satanic powers, or we're in jeopardy to evil, wicked, deceitful human rulers. But God is faithful to His own sovereign power. I don't know of anything more comforting this morning than to know that God will not change. This is called the attribute of immutability, set in cement. Is the will and purpose of God. Therefore, we can count on Him. Is He dependable? Is He worthy of trust? What an insult it is from us not to trust in Him. And therefore, this morning, we rest, just rest in His faithfulness. And we have the call of God before us in His Word to be faithful people. We're not asked to be sensational, spectacular. We're asked to be faithful. Moreover, in stewards, it is required that a man be found faithful. To our wives, to our husbands, to our families, to each other. Men and women and young people who can be steady and consistent, can be counted on to be just. So I have to live my life with this thought. Can they count on me? Can my family count on me? Can my church family count on me? Can my neighbors count on me? Can my country count on me? Well, the only way that any of us could be faithful is certainly not in our own strength. But arising out of God's faithfulness, we then become faithful.